The devotional for Friday, December 9th, is based on the Bible passage coming from the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1 through 15. And it was written by Derek Davenport. My name is Valerie Parm, and I am a third-year student. I will be sharing today's devotional. We don't often read Haggai, especially during Advent. During Advent, we often spend our energy on things that are familiar. We read passages from the Gospels and Isaiah. We focus on traditions, family, and things that feel like home. We spend the entire season trying to capture this sense of home. That's where Haggai comes in. Haggai speaks to a people trying to recreate home. They're trying, but they're not always successful. In the midst of that confusion, Haggai tells the people that the word of the Lord is, "I am with you." That's the message of Christmas. God with us, Emmanuel. The traditions, the familiarity, the sense of home are all wonderful parts of the season. But Haggai reminds us that the word of the Lord is much more simple. I am with you. Let us pray. Lord, in the midst of this season filled with tradition, remind us that regardless of the confusion, the traditions, or the chaos, you are with us. Remind us of your love and presence this very day. Amen. The devotional for Saturday, December 10th, is based on the Bible passage, is coming from the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, and was written by Professor Karen Bachman. My name is Valerie Parm, and I am a third-year student. I will be bringing you today's devotional. The people of Israel had returned from exile just a few years before. They came back to a place that was home, yet not home. They had to live alongside with unfamiliar remnant in the land. They had to rebuild homes and businesses. They suffered through drought. Most of all, they had to rebuild the temple and reconcile the faith they kept in exile with the faith that they now needed to sustain them in the future. Their lives were unsettled and uncertain, full of unease and anxiety. In the midst of their struggle, the Lord encourages the people to be strong, be courageous, to keep on, to move forward, to not let the past become the definition of their future. It will be all right, says the Lord, for I am with you. Today, we too live in uncertainty and unease. Some of us wonder whether we can make it through tough economic times, or whether we will have a job tomorrow or even next year. We fear the terrorist from another shore, and we fear the thief from down the street. Even our familiar ways of faith are unsettled. Yet, in this season, God reminds us in a most amazing way, with the birth of a child, that God is still with us and will bring us shalom, wholeness, peace, and rest. Let us us pray. Oh God, thank you for reminding us that you are with us in all of our struggles and our uncertainties. We take courage from your presence in the world and with us. Help us to live in the hope of your presence always. Amen.